The United States sees itself as the world's policeman. They are the champions of human rights and democracy, isn't it? Anything that happens in the world, no one else speaks, but they immediately issue a statement, isn't it? For the past several decades, and the American people are wonderful people. They are some of the most charitable people. When there are disasters in the world, they will raise an enormous amount of donations. I'm talking here about the government, not about the people. From the time we were children, they've been talking about it. You wonder that all these decades that passed, all these monarchies in the Middle East that were oppressing their people, why did they not speak against them? Because it was not convenient. As soon as the people of Egypt woke up and they began saying, we want rights, we want human rights, we want equal opportunity, what did the champion of democracy do? They waited. Waited and they waited, and the world kept saying, world policeman, what's your decision? Are you supporting Hosni Mubarak? Are you supporting the people? Tell us. They waited. They're waiting to see who's winning. Once it became clear, they said, we support the people. Human rights, human rights, because it's a done deal now. There's nothing you can do to stop it. Very good, very good. You supported human rights. But unfortunately, the people of Bahrain wanted human rights. Now when the people of Bahrain began saying, the same champions kept quiet, because now we have a navy fleet there, so we cannot say. So then a little skirmish takes place in Iran. A few people stand up, there's a bit of a protest, a few people are arrested. And the president himself, Obama, comes on TV and says, and he mocks Iran and says, look at the hypocrisy of Iran. They speak against human rights in Bahrain and they oppress their own people. Very good, human rights, democracy. Now, what goes around comes around. I watch TV and I see an American police officer casually walking in front of students at the university and pepper spraying them, just like that, casually. The same champion of democracy keeps quiet. Again, you see that fluidity. There is no fixed principle. That was the right time. If he was a fitra-oriented leader, he would have stood and said, this is wrong. We talk of democracy. We talk of human rights. It cannot happen on our own land. Can you imagine if this had happened in Iran and an Iranian police officer had pepper sprayed people? This would have gone all the way to the United Nations. Perhaps even a war would have been justified on that. And this goes all the way back to even the time of the Pharaoh. Fir'aun was a tabi'i government. And the Quran attests to this. In Surah Taha, when Fir'aun was preparing for the showdown with Musa, and he gathered people from all over Egypt and beyond because he was so confident, I will win this. He issued a statement before the showdown. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنِ اسْتَعْلَى. Whoever has the upper hand today, he shall rightfully be the successful one. So that was the principle that he declared. But when he lost, he forgot that he had said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنِ اسْتَعْلَى. He said, this was a plot you plotted. This Musa, إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمْ. You plotted this together. الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرِ. He is the one who taught you this magic. And this plotting was done beforehand. وَمَكْرٌ مَكَرْتُمُوهُ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ. You see the same principle that he first speaks and agrees. This is the rule. Whoever wins is right. But when he loses, now I will redefine what is right. Because the principle is very fluid. When my own people fight for rights and say we have no jobs, we are suffering in poverty, only 1% has the wealth, 99% has poverty, and we wish to occupy Wall Street until we get our rights, they are removed. Why? Health and safety issues. As far as I remember, there was a lot more health and safety issues in Tahrir Square, but you supported it. There was a lot more health and safety issues in Libya, but you fought a proxy war there as well. So the issue is not giving human beings their rights or freedom. The issue is, I need to stay in power, and I will change the rules and the laws as it pleases me. As long as I can fool you that what I am doing is human rights, I will create a commission of inquiry, I will create this council, I will create that council to justify what I do. As far as I remember, there was a lot more health and safety issues in Tahrir Square, but you supported it.